the State of Florida Sports Podcast, presented by the USA Today Network. Here's your host, Tim Walters.
She's one of the most decorated women's wrestlers in AEW history. She's performed all over the world, hailing from Australia. And she'll be bringing her talents to Jacksonville with the rest of the AEW roster on April 24th and 27th for Dynamite, Collision, and Rampage. Timeless Toni Storm is someone her peers fear and young wrestlers aspire to be. The three-time AEW Women's Champ has been successful in defending her current AEW Women's World Championship for the past 6 months, and she doesn't plan on letting anyone take it from her anytime soon. She'll be here in just a moment to talk about the upcoming homecoming shows in Northeast Florida, as well as her life and career as one of the best in women's wrestling. Hello again, everybody. I'm Tim Walters, and thank you once again for joining me on the State of Florida Sports Podcast, powered by the USA Today Network. This podcast utilizes our Florida Sports Network of beat writers, columnists, and some special guests to bring you up to speed on the most important sports topics. Our Florida network consists of 17 news sites that encompass the state. We encourage you to subscribe to your hometown newspaper and, of course, this podcast to help support the incredible journalism done by our talented staffs. You don't want to mess with Timeless Toni Storm. Let's bring her in now and make her feel at home, because I don't feel like being on the receiving end of a pile driver. Toni, thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you, darling. Happy to be here. How are you?
Oh, I am doing fantastic. And, you know, before I even get into wrestling or the show coming to Jacksonville, you know, I have to ask you about something I was reading about, because you and I think we both share a passion of something, and that has to do with 80s glam heavy metal. So I'm curious, who are some of the bands that you enjoyed listening to, knowing that you were born kind of after that scene, where as I was listening to it during my childhood?
Yes, once upon a time, I was a very, very big Motley Crue fan. And now I do prefer more the likes of Beethoven. But nonetheless, I'm still a big glam metal fan. But you know, it's a war in the past now. That was something I got into during my party days.
Gotcha. So we'll have to watch your documentary someday, the way Motley Crue had their documentary done.
Oh, yes. It'll be very good.
So, you know, let's talk about AEW. It's returning to its home base in Jacksonville. And they were there, what, maybe about 3 months ago at January to start the year. And again, it's April 24th and 27th for Dynamite, Collision, and Rampage. What's special for you about going to Jacksonville and competing at Daly's Place?
Well, Jacksonville, Daly's Place, it is the heart and soul of AEW. It's the heart of AEW, so you know, it's going to be a very exciting atmosphere for the fans and the performers themselves, and me especially. And you know, the most special part of us returning to Daly's Place, I will be returning to Daly's Place as the AEW Women's World Champion.
Well, yes, of course. I was going to add to actually my very next question is, the Jacksonville events will be just days after the Dynasty pay-per-view, and your opponent will be Thunder Rosa. So I'm guessing you're seeing that match is going to be no problem for you to retain the title and triumphantly return to Jacksonville.
Oh, yep. It's a win guaranteed. Thunder Rosa might not be making it to Jacksonville at all. So I would like to apologize to all her fans, but then I realized she doesn't have any, so we're okay.
Well, very good. I'm curious, how long does it take you to get ready for a match like this? You know, you're going to be competing in front of thousands of people and, you know, of course, the live crowd, and I'm sure that brings it out. So, you know, how early do you get to the arena to start preparing to get your wonderful aura together before a match?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It takes me no time at all, because I was born ready. So I can just show up. I can show up at 8 p.m. right as we start, and I will be ready at any given second. If you said, Tony, I need you to fight right now, I would be ready.
All right. Well, I love the confidence that you project. It's fantastic. You just passed 2 years since being in AEW. You arrived in March of 2022, and as mentioned earlier, you're on a record-tying third title reign there in AEW. So what do you think is harder, winning the title or keeping it?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I feel the pressure of both. I really do. It's tough being a champion, especially in AEW. But I am confident that I have all the skills to keep a hold of this championship. There's going to be no end to this reign. It's my third and final reign.
But I would imagine, let's say at some point in the future, somehow somebody beats you. Wouldn't it be cool to be the four-time champion and hold the record by yourself?
I guess that would be the only silver lining, but I'm not too worried about it because I don't think that I'm going to be losing.
All right, well, I can be your chief optimist if you need something like that.
Lovely.
So, you know, you have kind of the Hollywood golden era look about you. You know, as you mentioned earlier, you used to be more of the Motley Crue fan, and now you're more of the Hollywood age fan. Do you have a film or an actress or something from that time period that really drew you to it? Or are you just trying to, you know, set your own trend and bring things back from a long time ago?
I got to be honest with you, sir. I'm not sure what you're talking about. This has been the real me this entire time. There was a point in time where I did an act as a rocker or a rock star, if you will. But now I'm giving the people the true Tony Storm. And it's timeless Tony Storm. This is the real me. No more hiding behind different roles and characters. This is the true me.
All right. Well, fans are, I'm sure, absolutely loving the real you everywhere you go around the United States. You know, but I do want to talk to you a little bit about your background, if you will, because you obviously have your wonderful Australian accent and you grew up on the Gold Coast in Australia. I read you became interested in wrestling at 10 years of age and started training at 13. So here in the United States, there are a lot of developmental opportunities for wrestling. What was it like in Australia when you were starting out?
Well, it wasn't like very much. There wasn't many people into it. There wasn't many people doing it. It was just in a dilapidated shed. You know, it was just all mums and dads. My mother would sell the hot dogs, you know, to push the shows along. And, you know, it was a wonderful time. But, you know, I've really come far. I've really, when I look back at where I first started and I look at now, it's a world of difference.
Well, and, you know, you left home at age 18 to go to Liverpool and live with a grandmother, from what I read, to pursue your love of wrestling. How nervous were you to take on that challenge, or was it easy for you to do because you knew exactly what you wanted to do?
Well, at the time, I was very nervous. I was a very nervous, scared young girl. I was petrified to leave home. But, you know, I became a huge success. And now I don't get nervous at all, not even slightly.
Well, I need you to be my chief of confidence, so to speak, so I can learn to have that full speed ahead mentality like you. There's no shortage there. So.
I'm happy to help where I can.
Well, there you go. A great role model for me, even though I believe you were born the year I graduated high school. So, you know.
Yes, it was many moons ago.
What caught your attention about wrestling in 2005? Was it a particular wrestler? You know, what had 10-year-old Tony Storm saying, "Someday I will be timeless Tony Storm, and I will be, you know, the champion of the entire world"?
Well, I was born to perform, and I was born to be violent. And what's not a better thing that combines the two of them is professional wrestling. So it's perfect for me. I was born to do this, you could say.
Was there someone that inspired you?
Yes. Me. You know, people ask me all the time, who inspired you? And I say, you know what, I can't think of a single person, but I can imagine there are a lot of people that would say my name. I do the inspiring, the others get inspired.
Alrighty, well, I will definitely take note of that, and I'm sure that there are a lot of little girls who are looking at you right now as a role model. Do you ever think about that when you're in the ring holding up your world title belt, that just like you were looking at wrestlers at age 10, there are now, you know, girls and boys watching you and saying, she is the best performer and I want to be like that?
Yes, well, I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. You know, they see me and they're immediately hooked. They can't get enough. They want to be just like me. I cannot say that I blame them at all. It's very, very wise.
Obviously, everyone aspires to be you, but were there, when you came to AEW as a newer wrestler, were there people that you met that you were starstruck by, or were people immediately taken by you?
Oh, yes, good heavens, no. I can't say that I was starstruck at all. But I could tell by the looks of everyone, they were all quite nervous to meet me. Blushing. A lot of them were blushing.
Are there other wrestlers that you watch now that you say, boy, I enjoy watching their matches almost as much as I enjoy watching my own?
Oh, absolutely not. No, not a single one. I haven't watched a wrestling match since about 86, if I'm to be completely honest.
1886?
Yes.
Well, you know, as you've mentioned, you've wrestled all over the world, and of course, again, you'll be in Jacksonville here in the upcoming weeks. But aside from the U.S., is there a venue, a country, a place that you've wrestled that has stuck out to you or that you've enjoyed more than most?
Oh, you know, there was one time I wrestled in Finland. Very nice, very chilly, would love to do it again. I just don't understand why everyone's hair was blue in Finland.
It's a good question. We'll all have to look that up and find out together.
Blue hair and piercings. All of them. Yeah. Everyone was in a leather jacket of some kind.
Sounds kind of like the movie Frozen.
No, I'm yet to see that one.
Yeah, it came out a little bit after the type of movies you're in.
Yes, but it would. It would.
Well, so Tony, you know, talk a little bit about the upcoming matches you've got. You know, it sounds like you're all ready to move past Thunder Rosa. Is there another wrestler in AEW who you haven't worked with yet that you would really take pride in defeating?
Oh, that's a good question. No. You know what? I want the very best at the top of the ranks, but whoever's the easiest. That's who I want.
Boy, so I guess what you're saying is nobody would probably have a shot against you, no matter who they are.
No one could possibly upstage me, but it's impossible.
What do you like to do when you're not working on films or wrestling?
Well, you know, if there's ever any time left, I just like to kick back outside my pantheon. I have quite a wonderful swimming pool that I do try to spend a lot of time at, as much as possible. My butler, Lufa, he brings me cocktails by the pool. It's never so nice.
Yeah, he's definitely somebody I wouldn't want to mess with. He's a very good butler/bodyguard.
Oh, yes. He's on top of his game most of the time. But he doesn't play up. Foolish bum.
So I'm curious, you know, obviously when people see you wrestle, you are in phenomenal shape. Do you ever have a cheat day? And if you do, what might you eat on a cheat day?
I have never had a cheat day in my entire life, although I have been often known to dabble in crustaceans. I do like buttered crustaceans, but that's as far as it goes. I stay tippity-top, trim, top of the line, in immaculate condition all year round. Isn't that fantastic?
It is. What are your favorite exercises to do?
Oh, I don't have a favorite. Absolutely not. No, I can't say. You know, it's work. It's all just work. I could, yeah, definitely don't have a favorite.
All right.
I make Luther do most.
Oh, he also cooks for you as well.
He cooks. He trains. He does it all.
Wow.
And my chiropractor too.
Oh, geez. Well, we all need to get us a Luther then.
Oh, yes. But there's a long line.
Well, Tony, I think this has been a great conversation. I'm wondering, you know, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to say to our audience? Anything you would like people to know about you, about the upcoming shows? What else do you have for the fans out there who love watching Timeless Tony Storm?
Well, I want the fans, my beloved fans, to head to AEWtix.com. I want them to get their tickets to Jacksonville. We are coming April 24 and April 27. We'll be having two very big live events. I will, of course, be there with all my gold after I retain my championship only a few days prior. It's going to be a celebration like no other. And there's another thing I want you to know as well. Chin up, tits out, and watch for the shoe, my friend.
All right, sounds good. Hey, since I'm also the sports editor for the Times Union in Jacksonville and I'm at the Jaguars games, I quite often see Tony Khan walking around. Are we going to see you at any Jacksonville games in the fall?
Oh, yes, I'm sure you will. Duval. Did I do it right?
You did do it right. Sounds great. And I think you just picked up about 25,000 more fans by doing that.
Oh, yes, yes. Tony can thank me later.
I'm sure he will. Well, Tony, it's been an absolute pleasure. Good luck at the upcoming pay-per-view, although it sounds like you don't need luck because you have skill. And I look forward to seeing you compete in Jacksonville here in a few weeks.
Thank you very much, darling. It's been a pleasure.
And that will do it for another episode of the State of Florida Sports Podcast. I'm Tim Walters, and to quote Gloria Swanson, whom many say Toni Storm resembles with her golden film-era hairstyle and attire, fame was thrilling only until it became grueling. Maybe someday I'll be famous enough for life to be grueling. Then again, maybe not. Thanks for listening, and join me again next time.